Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But also, I want to talk about insurance. When you look at these folks that are doing things like they're saying the 1% and the 99%, and they're talking about Wall Street and these different things, obviously, if you've heard some interviews, what the people behind them that are asking them and paying them to be on the street, what they're saying is, they're saying that corporate world is the issue. Mm-hmm. But if you protest the CEO, you're missing it if it's your neighbor that actually owns the company. You know, if it's the stockholders, your neighbor. Mm-hmm. It's the portfolio, and these different names and all. But, you know, when they sell you, when somebody sells you an insurance policy, like a homeowner's insurance policy, for example, and because of all the hurricanes, department for the state of Florida have told me, is that insurance companies are trying to book it. They're trying to slide out of Florida because of the hurricanes that happened in Florida. And it's like, you want to take our money, you know, mm-hmm. and have a lifelong commitment up until the time that you actually had to pay something. And it's like, how does this thing, what a brilliant business, right? Okay, I'm going to take your money and I'm going to tell you that we're going to cover you. We're going to cut, matter of fact, we'll run commercials, you know, little umbrellas and stuff, and it won't rain on you. It won't rain on you. Mm. But and then you find out if it rains, we don't love you anymore.
All right.
We're out of here. And the state of Florida is having to insure people because insurance companies started dumping them and dropping them. But then we have companies that when they sell you a policy, it's so confusing and the writing is so small. And they just tell, and your agent tells you, you're covered. You're covered. Mm-hmm. We got you. You got fully, they give you that confident thing. I'm going to check it out. Mm-hmm. Aha. Mm-hmm. 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 You know, and then they go, yes, you're full. You got enough, you know, got enough coverage or something must, you know, happen or whatever. Oh, and then something happens. And then something happens. You make a claim. And this is what the whole point. A claim means this. Okay, you're actually saying you buy a car, for example. And you give them the money for the car, and you have coffee over it. Oh, it's so cool. Oh, it's great. Yeah, I just love my car dealer. He just gave me his car. And all of a sudden you show up, you say, okay, I'm coming to claim my car. And they look at you like, why do you want this car? What really happened? What do you mean what happened? Why don't I pay for the car? I'm coming to give a car. What's up? We were having a great relationship until I came to pick the car up. I'm serious.
All right.
It's amazing how good our relationship was, mm-hmm. and how good our relationship is until we come pick the car up. It's like, wasn't this all about the car? Remember, we were actually saying, hey, I might need this car, and so I'm going to give you this money. And if, in fact, I need the car, I'm going to come pick it up, okay? Oh, sure, yes. Oh, my goodness. That's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're here for. Just anytime. Don't you hesitate. We're going to get you a car, right? We're, mm-hmm. we're going to take care of you. The insurance company would be saying, I'm using an analogy here. And then you can pick it up, and all of a sudden you have, like, Vito from the mafia sitting here talking to you going, like, what's your problem? What's going on? I was like, did I do something wrong to you? I mean, what happened? This aggression that comes from some insurance agencies when you actually call them up, and it's like, are you serious? Is that how you're talking to somebody that paid you for 20, 30, 40, 50 years? I'm telling you, in law enforcement, when I would go work a burglary, for example, and somebody broke into somebody's house and they stole a lawnmower and some other things, a television. And this lady, her husband is passed. She's in her 60s. Her and her husband paid this insurance company forever. I mean, forever. And she made a claim because of the theft. Somebody stole her stuff, so she made a claim. And the insurance company dropped her. I'm talking about she's in her 60s. And they dropped her. They dropped her. And she's in her 60s. And everybody in America goes, that's just business. Not in the eyes of God. You took her and her husband's money all the way up to the time she's in her 60s. A lousy, buy the lady a lawnmower and a TV or whatever it was. It was nothing. I know this. I took the report. I knew exactly what was taken from her. I know where it was taken. And I know the lady's personality. She was in her late 60s. And she was actually real feeble because of things that she had gone through. And you just automatically picked the phone up and go, okay, I need that car. And you automatically just picked the phone up and go, I need to make a claim on my insurance. And they dropped her. There's people that are going for medical coverage that they paid for all their life, and they're being dropped just like that. And it's like, this is the moment I needed you. This is the moment I needed you. Mm. And there's people that have their homes that are protected. And all of a sudden, they make the... And this is the moment, and then you're going to talk like that to this lady or to this man? The first conversation you have with them is a moment of aggression with psychology, guerrilla marketing concepts, and all that stuff you've been taught in your little satellite classes going into all your branches about how to fend off the possible people that you're going to have to pay. I mean, that's not how you do business. That's not, and as Christians, listen, as Christians, that's not what we do. We're not supposed to be a part of something like that. You got to be honest. Do you know where a lot of the money comes from that you borrow to go into your houses? It comes from insurance premiums, that money that you pay every month. They go out and lend that money out and make interest on it. That's where all that money, you could be paying your house as you're paying your mortgage. I mean, you could be paying twice. You're paying your insurance premium who you know, takes that money, and then they loan that money out to your mortgage company, and the mortgage company pays for your mortgage, so now you're actually paying your insurance company. They're loaning it back to you, making money on it, while you're paying your mortgage company. It's like, I'm paying everybody here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the end of this, can I get my house? At the end of this, can I have a claim? And I'm just saying that maybe they don't have it all wrong. You know, maybe God is beginning to turn this nation upside down because of those kind of practices. If you don't believe God is a God of justness and how we do business, Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, talks continually about how unjust scales, unbalanced scales, things that don't weigh out right, that he's against it. He hates it. He hates business done that way. And how many Christians today say it's just business? It's like, that's not, 82% obviously ain't reading the word. You don't know. Let me tell you this. He hates that. Mm-hmm. He hates you taking advantage of people. And this is what he even says. He says this in his word. He says, I see this stuff in your life, in your house, that you got this way. I see the boat. I see the furniture. And this is what he says specifically. I see the belongings of the widow in your home. I see that. Ill-gotten gain. He's not okay with you robbing the widow woman by not paying her policy when she had a lawnmower or television stolen. It was time for you to pay, you know, a couple hundred dollars when she's paid you thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars over the last 50 some odd years or whatever it was. And it's like, you know, justice. Lord, we cry for justice. Yes. And so we can't say, and I hear people like, we got to have this capitalism. It's like, we got to have Jesus Christ. You know, and whatever business concepts come out of that, that's cool. But Jesus first, you know, business second in regards to that. Not business first and Jesus second.
Right.
Because that's just Jesus, by the way, not just business. And so you're seeing these things and it's like, what does it come to? And then you call your agent and say, because what they've done is they've divided the collections mentality of the person you're going to make the claim from the agent themselves. So you have the agent, the front guy, the front lady, that talks to the person like, oh, yeah, it's just so, oh, isn't that a beautiful color car? Oh, yeah, we're going to take care of you. And then when it comes down to it, they're going to tell you, the one that treated you so nice, they're going to say, oh, we don't handle that part. You're going to need to talk to the claims department. You know, and you call the claims department, they're like, rawr! It's like, oh my goodness. And they act like they're disconnected when it's like, no,
right.
Same company, Same title at the top of the paycheck right there. It's all the same. Oh, every bit of the same. And by the way, and God knows it's the same. So I'm thinking, we're going to have to hold on here because I really sense that she's coming down.
Mm.
She's coming down. I mean, we're going to be humbled. And you just can't treat people that way, and you can't sit back and watch people treated that way and think, even though you can sleep, that God never sleeps. He's constantly looking over the situation. And God is a just God. And you can stand up in your company and say, you know, we're just not going to do business like this. And by the way, the company was started by somebody who said, hey, I think I'm going to start a business. Which means, if you are all that and that's what you want to do, start your own business and run your business with ethics. Run your business with morals. Run your business in the fear of God. Even if when somebody makes a claim, for example, it's going to be the last thing you do before you close your doors because you told them that you would. You told them that you would. At that point, that's when you say, okay, this is what I did. It's been a great run. We did the business. Let's pay it out and let's move on. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, we can't just automatically just say, hey, these guys that are saying, you know, the 99%, I mean, God cares about the widow. He cares about the people. And we're supposed to care about them too. We're supposed to care about them too.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.